Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast on this Sunday, the 28th of April, the last Sunday in this month. Thank you so much for downloading this, of course. Thank you for your continued support. If you actually want to really help me, then please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Or you can go over to my Substack. There's a link below and you can sign up there and you can make a small contribution. It's over to you. But in order to get you all this content out, it does cost money and I do need support from you to do that. Okay, and of course, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk who do support me by sponsoring me, and I'm deeply appreciative of that. Okie dokie. Let's get on to, well, shenanigans in the SNP. It just keeps going, really, to be honest. Day to day, it's a proverbial bleep show happening up there. And I wanted you to listen to this lady speaking. Her name is Liz Lloyd. She is the former chief of staff to Nicola Sturgeon. Now, if you remember, you can think many things about wee Nippy, but she managed to sustain her period in government at any rate, which is more than I think we can say about Humza Yousaf. So this is her perhaps offering a little advice to Humza Yousaf. Listen to this.
For a lot of people who are very uncomfortable with the idea that he would do any deal with Alba, you know, Ash is, you know, I'll give her the credit of saying, you know, she is her own person, but party leader is Alex Salmond. And nobody does a deal, or nobody should do a deal with Alex Salmond without having their eyes wide open to what that means. So he's going to find himself boxed in if he survives. He might get past one day, but I struggle to see how that becomes a stable and sustainable government.
Could this have been handled in a different way?
Oh, it could have been handled in a completely different way, Aisha. There is absolutely no reason to, you know, throw them out in a fit of temper at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I can't figure out, and I've been trying for days to figure out what it was that drove the First Minister to do that, or drove somebody to give him advice to do that. Anyone in that government who's worked with the Greens knows that over years, a sort of respect agenda has been built up. Whether you agree with what they think or not, you know, they're people and they worked in the government. They were owed a fair amount of respect. And there was a way to say, you know what, this is a distraction for both of us. Let's go back to being a minority government. Let's pick the issues we want to deliver together in minority government. Let's do a deal on a budget, votes no confidence, and move in that direction instead of what looks a bit like a temper tantrum. There are
a temper tantrum from Humza Yousaf. How dare you, Liz Lloyd? Everyone knows he looks a very reasonable person, doesn't he? I mean, I wouldn't think for one moment that he would have a temper tantrum, except that he probably did. And certainly this whole thing with the Greens, which was put together in 2021 by Sturgeon and probably people like Liz Lloyd, has absolutely blown up in the face of the SNP, in the face of Humza Yousaf, possibly most likely by his own hand. And that threatens certainly his leadership. And I think, you know, I mean, she isn't wrong in what she's saying. She's simply saying, if you do a deal with Ash Regan, who's the individual concerned who left the SNP to join ALBA, so she sits in the Scottish Parliament as a member of the ALBA party, right? That's where she is. Then, yeah, she's going to have to represent the interests of Alex Salmond as well. The interests of Alex Salmond and the SNP, and certainly Humza Yousaf, are not aligned in any regard. So it'll be fascinating to see how this one plays out. I mean, I do think that Humza Yousaf is living in borrowed time. Whether he goes next week or next month, he's going to go. We're going to witness whenever the political fog of 2024 finally clears, and there's so much yet to happen. But when it finally clears, we're going to see the SNP in a terrible shape. And Humza Yousaf will not be able to cling on to as leader. He definitely won't. I don't care who else they have. It won't be him, for sure. Which is a bit of a pity because he's done a great job at destroying them. But I would like to see them completely destroyed. And I don't see how it would be in the interest of the ALBA party to prop up the SNP, against which it actually competes for votes. So they're direct rivals. So I don't see why they would agree to sustain Humza Yousaf. But I think it can be done in such a clever way that makes Humza Yousaf look bad if he says no. And I think that's the game that's in play here between Salmond, if you like, Ash Regan and Humza Yousaf. But I mean, that's the situation that Scottish politics is in. It's all about these deals. And I mean, I do take issue with Liz Lloyd there saying that, you know, the Greens, well, they deserve to be in government. No, the Greens, I mean, I consider the Greens to be, quite honestly, a satanic political party. It's not just their, you know, their climate hysteria, but they're very much into the puberty blockers and the whole issue of, you know, trans. So they're really big in those things there. They're big in all the things that if you were the devil, you'd want them to be big on. And so that's why I think they are a wicked party and they should definitely not be in anywhere near government. But they've been there now since 2021, you see, this has been the thing. And now they've now sort of gone out in a hissy fit. Liz Lloyd saying, or hinting that it may have been Humza Yousaf that caused that hissy fit. And ultimately, the victim of that hissy fit might be Humza Yousaf. Irony of ironies.